Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about this amazing divisional round weekend in the NFL playoffs. Arguably the best weekend in NFL playoff history. Four games that literally came down to the last play of the game. Just incredible games. I'm grateful to have been able to watch all these games. It's just amazing. We start off with, of course, Tennessee and Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins on the last play of the game on a game-winning field goal, 19-16. Then we go to San Fran and Green Bay. San Fran wins on the last game, last play of the game with a game-winning field goal, 13-10. Then today, Rams and Buccaneers, incredible. Rams win last play of the game with a game-winning field goal, 30-27. And then the final game of the night, the Chiefs beat Buffalo. With a walk-off touchdown in overtime, 42-36. Obviously, my predictions, if you guys listened to that episode where I gave my predictions, they're shaking up right now because my champion lost in Tennessee. But my runner-up and my NFC champion is still in there in San Fran, so that's pretty cool. And then I had Tampa beating the Rams, and I didn't win that one. But I did have Kansas City, so this week I went 2-2. But yeah, so like I said, arguably the best playoff weekend in NFL history. Just four incredible games. So the Cincinnati and Tennessee game, that game, man, the fact that Tennessee was still in it to the end is incredible because their offense was not good. Like, plain and simple, it was not good throughout the whole game. But the reason that Tennessee was in it to the end was because of the great, great work by their defensive line, who sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. So the fact that Cincinnati won after the quarterback was sacked 9 times is absolutely incredible. And I know the last time that happened was, they said it during the game, was Donovan McNabb in 2003. He got sacked 8 times in a playoff game, and then they won the game. So I was absolutely like, wow, man, this Tennessee defensive line keeps keeping them in the game. The offense keeps getting the ball, but unfortunately, turnovers really, I would say, is a reason why Tennessee lost. Ryan Tannehill threw 3 interceptions in the game. I think really about the second one where he snaps the ball and he looks directly at where he's throwing, and then the guy just pops up in front of him and tips the ball in the air and catches it. That's something that I don't even think many rookie quarterbacks would do. I just feel with how many years he's been in the league, he shouldn't be making those kinds of mistakes. But, you know, it happens, obviously. Like, everyone's going to make mistakes, so I'm not trying to call him out or nothing. But I think of that particular interception, I'm like, damn, you can't do that. You got to know better with all the experience and all the years he's been in the league already. He has to know better than that. And, of course, I was rooting for Tennessee. I love Nashville. I had the Titans winning the Super Bowl. So I do feel bad for the great people there of Nashville and the great Tennessee fans. But at the same time, very happy for the Cincinnati Bengals and their fans. Of course, last week against the Raiders, they had their first playoff win in 31 years. And now they have another one. And, man, they're hot right now. I got to shout out Joe Burrow. Like I said, he got sacked 9 times. But, man, that guy, he played like an absolute superstar in that game, man. He was incredible. And I got to give credit too. I was really impressed by the Cincinnati Bengals defense, in particular, like especially the secondary, like Jesse Bates, Eli Apple, man, he shocked me like crazy. I hadn't seen him play that great like in a long time, maybe ever. So I was like shout out, you know what I mean? Like, I was impressed. Like, so I mean, shout out to Eli Apple. I thought he had a hell of a game. But yeah, that Bengals secondary really impressed me yesterday. Shout out to Derrick Henry, who had been out since week 8. He had a surgery on his foot, and he went out there and he balled out. He had an incredible game. Just the fact that he tried and he did great, man. I got to shout him out. The best running back in the league and one of the best running backs of all time. Shout out to A.J. Brown, had a great game. Julio Jones had a couple catches here and there. But, yeah, to go back to the Bengals, obviously they won. Evan McPherson, man, the rookie kicker out of Florida. He's had an incredible year. That was his fourth. Of course, it was the most important one, but I mean, it was his fourth game-winning field goal already in his career. And like I said, he's a rookie. He looked so confident after the game. Even Joe Burrow said that McPherson went up to him and said, like before the kick, and he's like, it looks like we're going to the AFC Championship. And then boom, he knocks it through, man. That's incredible. Shout out to my boy Pa. We talked about McPherson earlier today, and it's just incredible what he's doing as a rookie out there, man. It's amazing. It's super impressive. Shout out to Zach Taylor. Jamar Chase looked good. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon, Uzoma, the tight end, he looked good. I do have to say, the thing, if I'm Cincinnati, obviously this is tough because you can't make personnel changes. You're in the playoffs. You got to keep going with what you have. But they can't allow 9 sacks if they want to win in the AFC Championship against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I mean? You just plain and simple, you can't do that. Because you have Patrick Mahomes on the other side. And if you keep giving him opportunities, he's going to eat you up all day. So they just got to try to work maybe on, I don't know, if they, like throw in extra line, an extra lineman here and there, like an extra pass blocker, maybe, or like change the scheme. I don't know. They got to do something if they want to win that AFC Championship game against Kansas City. Then the second game was between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. What another impressive win by the sixth seed in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers. A week after beating the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, they head into Lambeau Field, and they beat the Green Bay Packers there in Green Bay. And I got to say, man, that 49ers defense, wow. It is incredible, and it starts up front with that defensive line. So impressive. It's incredible. You know what I mean? I mean, wow. Nick Bosa, man, Eric Armstead. It's just those guys there on that D-line. No, and then the linebackers, man. Like Fred Warner and those guys, man. Wow, what a defense that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have built there. And I got to say, shout out to Kyle Shanahan. He's one of my favorite coaches in the league. I'm not big on, like, I know the popular thing a lot of times is like, oh, the offensive-minded young coach. Like, just because you're an expert on a like offense or defense, that doesn't tell me that you're going to be a great head coach. But Shanahan, I've from the beginning, to me, he's proven that he's a great head coach. He's not just an offensive mind. He knows how to build a staff. He just knows what he's doing, and he's one of the best coaches in the league, and he keeps proving it year after year. Obviously, last year they were full of injuries, so they couldn't go as far as where they planned to before the season started. But this year, they're back just like they were 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. And this year, man, in my opinion, they might be better than they were that year. And now to translate into the offensive side of the ball for San Fran. So I thought Jimmy G, in the first half, he was kind of shaky. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. But in the second half, I thought he bounced back great, made some key throws. And shout out, man, to the superstar, Deebo Samuel, running back, wide receiver. Kick returner, that guy does it all. That guy's incredible, man. How many times did we see him get hit hard and he limped off the field, right? Like 2 or 3 times, something like that. And he would just bounce back like nothing. Like he'll come in a couple plays later and he was completely fine and dominating. And man, that guy is incredible, man. I mean, wow. Look at what San Fran, look, the way they draft, the way they develop, it's incredible. They do it right on all aspects that you need into building a winning team, to building a championship, Super Bowl caliber team in the NFL. Obviously, like when you think of guys they've drafted, like Bosa, like Samuel, like Armstead, like Warner, like Earl Mitchell, the running back, the rookie, 6th round pick, man. Look how that guy runs the ball. And then that for the people who say like, oh, man, I hope my team gets an early pick, man, so we could get a good player. No, that doesn't mean anything. It's not about where you draft. It's about who you draft. Elijah Mitchell, like I said, their number one running back, they drafted him in the 6th round this year. Imagine how all the other teams in the NFL feel right now and what they look like right now. You know what I mean? Of course, like, disregarding the ones that already have number one running backs, of course. But, I mean, it's just incredible. Like I said, it's not only they draft great players, but they develop, man. It's incredible. And shout out to D'Amico Ryans. It's awesome to see him there as a defensive coordinator. I remember growing up watching him be a dominant linebacker for many years. I think he played like around 8 or 9 years, maybe 10 years, something like that. But I remember watching him, and now he's getting head coaching interviews. So that's great to see. What San Fran is doing is impressive. And then, of course, the question of all questions, I would say right now, was that Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Green Bay Packer? Was it his last game as an NFL player? Will he be playing for a new team next season? It's a mystery right now. I'm shocked, though, that I'm shocked that he might retire. That would blow my mind, honestly. Like, I could see him, like, leaving or staying before I ever see him retiring. But, I mean, we've seen crazier things happen in sports, I guess. So, hey, you never know. But, so, yeah, Green Bay, I don't know how to look, Aaron Rodgers himself didn't even throw a touchdown. So it's like, and like I said, San Fran's defense and coaching is incredible. But at the end of the day, he is Aaron Rodgers, and you're in the playoffs. And I mean, yeah, you gotta step it up. You're Aaron Rodgers. You're not just anyone else. You're Aaron Rodgers. You gotta step it up. And trust me, I'm the number one person to say it's a team game, and it is. I'm not trying to put all the blame on Rodgers. That's not what I'm doing. But I gotta call it how I see it. I mean, he didn't even throw a touchdown, like I said. But all the credit in the world to San Fran's defense, to Kyle Shanahan, D'Amico Ryans, and all those guys there. Incredible job all around. And now San Fran heads into LA, which is the next game I'm going to talk about, which I was how it started, I was shocked by. Because I had Tampa winning. But, like, I told a couple people, I'm like, look, like, I have Tampa winning, but I wouldn't be shocked, you know, if the Rams win, like, a close one. And wow, the Rams were dominating. At halftime, they were up 20-3. They were hitting on all cylinders on the offensive side of the ball, especially in the passing game. Matt Stafford was going off with Vance Jefferson and Cooper Kupp and Odell. And then Cam Akers was running pretty good. Tyler Higbee had a couple catches there. Tampa couldn't figure out anything on the offensive side of the ball. They were struggling without their star right tackle, Tristan Wirfs. He didn't play today. Then the right tackle that played for him, I can't remember his name right now, he also got hurt during the game, so he was out for a couple plays, and he came back in. He was limping a little bit, but he stayed in there for the rest of the game. But yeah, in the first half, it was simple. Like, the Rams defense was dominating, particularly, the defensive line. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, all those guys, man. Shout out to them. Wow. What a game by that Rams defensive line. Okay. What a game. So, yeah, in that first half, the story really was Rams defense was dominant. The offense was dominant. And the Bucs couldn't stop the Rams offense. And the Bucs couldn't do anything on offense either. And then, so it's 20-3, like I said. Then the Rams score, so it's 27-3. And then, incredible. Something happens that only the GOAT can do, Tom Brady. He ties the game. Tampa goes on a 24-0 run with around, I think, around 30-something seconds, something like that, in the end of the fourth quarter. And the Rams able to drive down. It was incredible. The Rams were able to drive down with, like, hardly any time, no timeouts. They do Stafford throws a big completion, a Cooper Kupp, and he gets it into the red zone. They have no timeouts, so then they have to spike it. And Matt Gay comes on the field and wins it with a game-winning field goal at the buzzer. It was incredible. The fact that the Rams are dominant, I think, though, to me, the way the game went for the Rams, that's kind of how I've been feeling about them this year. Like, I tell people, look, the Rams one day, they could look like they're the best team in the league. And then all of a sudden, they look like they're, like, one of the worst teams in the league. And kind of, I mean, I know, look, not to take away anything from them, not taking away the credit, they won, and that's the ultimate goal, of course. You know what I mean? Winning's the ultimate goal in the game. But the fact that they're up 27-3, and I know, look, they're playing Brady and defending champions, I understand it. But, man, you're up 27-3, and you let the other team with a quarter and a half, basically, something like that. Yeah, like a quarter and a half. You let the other team tie the game in a do or die game in the playoffs, man, come on, hey. The Rams, they better be on point against San Francisco. And I know people, oh, it's in L.A. The Rams, they're going to be favored. They're at home. Hey, what I've seen so far, the Rams look – I didn't pick them to win against Arizona, and I didn't pick them to win against Tampa now. So they've proven me wrong in that aspect. But in order for them to beat San Francisco, they got to be on point for four quarters. So I'm sticking with my prediction there of the NFC champion. I'm sticking with San Fran and beating the Rams and heading to the Super Bowl. And now to move on to the fourth and final game, which was absolutely legendary, historic. It will be remembered for forever. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, man, two of the great, great quarterbacks in our league today. What an honor, what a blessing, and yeah, just, you know what I mean? What an honor and blessing to be able to watch these two guys play, man. It's incredible. Wow. This game was basically started off kind of back and forth. Mahomes, with the Mahomes magic, Josh Allen throwing incredible throws, making plays with running with his legs. Same with Mahomes. He started off, like, making a lot of plays with his legs. Tyreek Hill has a monster game. Shout out to Gabriel Davis, the young receiver from Buffalo, the first receiver in NFL history to have to catch four touchdown passes in a playoff game. The former UCF Knight, shout out to him. He had an incredible, dominant performance. Shout out also to Devin Singletary, the former FAU Owl running back for Buffalo. He had a pretty nice game. Jerick McKinnon for Kansas City did great from the backfield as well. And of course, Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs made a couple, he made a hell of a catch, in the kind of a toe tap in the back of the end zone. But yeah, this game, I mean, like, Kansas City lost, but man, I mean, both teams played like incredible. Like, I know Buffalo lost, but you can't take anything away from them. It's just like Kansas City won the coin toss and they scored on their first possession, and then the game ended. You know what I'm saying? I mean, bro, but shout out to Buffalo. These last couple years have been incredible. Coach McDermott, Josh Allen, and that defense, man. Whew, I love that. That defense is nice, man. But they're playing one of the all-time great quarterbacks, man. And Patrick Mahomes, and wow, Mahomes' magic is a real thing, especially in the playoffs. But, yeah, and then Kansas City, man, that defense, hey, that defense is underrated. And I know Buffalo put up a lot of points because, hey, Josh Allen's a freaking superstar, man, an absolute superstar. He's incredible. But that Kansas City defense, hey, Melvin Ingram, I've talked about him on here, a midseason pickup, man, he's elevated that defense tremendously. Christian Jones had a great game. Tyrann Mathieu went out in the first quarter, and they're still able to win this game. I do need to see some improvement in the secondary for their matchup next week with the Cincinnati Bengals. I do need to see some improvement there because they can't leave guys open against anyone, obviously, but especially, like, you know what I mean? They're playing a great quarterback in Joe Burrow, so the secondary has to work on that a little bit. But in the secondary, shout out to Juan Thornhill. He had a really nice game. Shout out to the rookie, Nick Bolton. From Missouri, linebacker for the Chiefs, man. Hey, the kid looks special. You know what I'm saying? He looks special. But yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, shout out to Andy Reid, of course, one of the all-time greats. But wow, like I said in the beginning, and I'm going to say it again, arguably the best NFL playoff weekend in NFL history. Just wow, incredible. Yeah, I wanted to make sure to do this episode like as soon as possible after all these games like officially finished, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, tune in tomorrow. I'm going to be doing another NFL episode. Obviously, a lot going on. Of course, the Dolphins coaching search and other coaching searches around the league too. I'm going to do some episodes on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. And of course, and then we have the championship Sunday next week. We have the Bengals taking on the Chiefs in Kansas City and the 49ers taking on the Rams in LA. Like I said, I'm picking San Fran to beat the Rams. And then for the AFC, I'm picking Kansas City to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. But I do think they'll be two great games for sure. But yeah, I'm going with San Fran and Kansas City to win next week, next Sunday. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. What an absolute weekend for the NFL. Yeah, just thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.